It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. By postal mail, we received this note from listener Daniel. For all 5 days this week, WEKU has not broadcast Marketplace Morning Report between 7:50 and 8 a.m. Is this change in programming temporary, I hope, or permanent? I tried to get a clue from your website, but my machine locked up. In response, that change in scheduling Marketplace Morning Report is permanent. That is as permanent as anything in this business, of course. We are now airing that program at 6:51 and 8:51, thanks to a new arrangement between NPR and the producers of the program, American Public Media. We did promote it for a few days before making that change, but obviously not enough for Daniel, and I'm sure some other listeners to hear it. Rita emailed us. It would be nice to have something directed to African-American affairs. Tavis Smiley has a radio program. Maybe you could add it. I'd also like to suggest you carry national Native news. Kentuckians don't know much about Native Americans, and one man even told our daughter that there were never any Native Americans in Kentucky. It's only a 5-minute newscast and might not cost much money. Finally, I wish you would turn down the volume on your recorded station identifications during the night. I often have WEKU on when I'm in bed, and your station ID announcements are twice as loud as the classical music or the music program hosts. And on Facebook, Becca wrote, NPR is my lifeline to thorough, honest, and intelligent journalism. If I'm at home during the day, I'm likely to have it on for hours and hours. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu or care of Eastern Kentucky University, 521 Lancaster Avenue, Richmond, Kentucky, 40475. You can call 859-622-1657. Post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.